Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sorry to hear about Jimmy Cliff.
Yeah, he was quite the artist, quite the voice. You may not know, but he really is the one that introduced reggae to the world. Not exactly Bob Marley. Bob Marley was there. He was huge.
Wait a minute. Tell me more.
Well, in 1972, there was a movie called The Harder They Come. It was a crime drama that took place in Jamaica, and it had a reggae soundtrack with a lot of Jimmy Cliff songs on it.
Huh.
And that played to a global audience, including here in the United States. And people were like, what is this music?
What year was this?
1972. It's called The Harder They Come.
Was that I'm embarrassed about my music knowledge here now. That was before Bob Marley or after?
Well, it was Bob Marley the same time that Bob Marley was starting to really get big. But, it was Jimmy Cliff and it was Bob Marley.
I'll tell you this, though, Dan. You go down to Jamaica and everything is Bob Marley.
Oh, I know.
I mean, the airport, everywhere you go, it is Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Cliff, he may have been the one who introduced the world to reggae.
I mean, not the only one. I mean, but it was a big thing. But yeah, Bob Marley is just huge, of course. A lot of that's tourism and marketing.
Everything down in Jamaica is Bob Marley.
Sure enough, 1975 was when Bob Marley really started to skyrocket in popularity around the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll be darned.
All right, mm-hmm. Where does UB40 fall into all this? Little red wine action? Well,
first of all, the guys from Ireland.
Are they Irish? UB40?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
They're Irish?
1983, way off.
Yeah. Well, Samson because Hyde. Jamaica was part of the Commonwealth, there was a lot of influence in England and Britain from the Jamaicans, and the music and the youth of the 70s embraced a lot of it. And then you get UB40.
And yes, they were from the UK.
So wow. They're from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We are going to play some Family Feud this hour.
Let's do it.
3:45. Is that okay with you, Commander?
Let's do it. So okay. I need redemption.
Jesse can show off how competitive he's not anymore.
That's just going to... My dopamine baseline levels need to be satiated.
Did I win last time?
I don't know.
You did.
Jesse, you probably
beat me
last time.
Did I really?
Yeah, you beat me by one.
I'll be darned. Okay.
Obviously, it was an impactful moment for you.
By the way, could the weather be worse?
I thought that was an ironic song we let in there with... I can see clearly now.
The rain is gone.
It's very clearly not gone.
Oh my God. This weather sucks.
I like it. I like a gloomy day every once in a while.
I'm just happy it's raining.
Why?
We need rain.
Oh yeah, we need
rain. My yard needs rain. My foundation.
But this actually limits the amount of chores you can do when you're home and you have things you gotta keep moving.
Well, that's fine. Those leaves will still be there when it's time.
That's right.
Okay. Story here, kids are dropping sports, reading, music, and the arts as social media use soars, prompting concerns about their development. New research from the University of South Australia found that social media use among children and teens has risen by more than 200% since before COVID.
And now for hour number two of The Fall of Mankind with Dana and Parks.
That's the theme for today.
Coming up next.
I can't believe we need research to figure this out. I just use my eyeballs.
Over the four-year period from 2019 to 2022, the number of young people who use social media daily jumped from 26% to 85%.
I mean, it was really telling being at the Holiday Boutique all weekend. You are literally in a Christmas explosion. Red carpet, Christmas trees everywhere, lights, endless things to look at, right? In terms of that fix, that dopamine, that eyeball adrenaline fix, all they had to do was look around.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the kids that I saw with their parents were walking around just like this. And for those who can't see me, I'm looking directly down at my phone.
Speaking of phones, sorry about that. Thought I had turned it off.
Just waiting for mom to say, come on, let's go to the next booth. They're literally just standing there in the middle of this winter wonderland looking at their phone.
Mm. Really?
Yep.
It's a problem. It's been a problem.
And here's the crazy thing. They can't remember what they looked at an hour later.
Oh, yeah.
It's all just drivel.
What about your kids?
We have rules in my house. About limited usage, the phones, nobody sleeps, including myself, with a phone next to him. So the phones...
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, here we go. All right.
You don't...
Dig in. Let's do this.
You don't sleep with your phone on the nightstand?
No.
Where is it?
I have a room that we call the office at home. It's, you know, if I work from home or something like that, that's where I do my meetings and whatnot, and that's where my desk is.
What if there's an emergency?
Well, I can't think of many emergencies where I would get a phone call in the middle of the night. At least my kids are in my house, so, you know, there's not an emergency that they're calling me about. I figure if it's important enough, somebody will figure out how to get a hold of me. But that's such a rare occasion. I'm not really worried about that. And what am I going to be able to do anyway about it?
Fair point.
So might as well get a good night's sleep. But for the kids, yeah, at a certain time, the phones, and I practice what I preach, so all of our phones go in the office, we plug them in, and they all have alarm clocks in their rooms.
I'll be damned.
Yep.
So ironically enough, now most of my social media algorithms are centered around these exact topics, and maybe that's why these news stories pop up when I'm searching for news stories to develop the show for the day. I don't know. But I saw a video the other day while I was mindlessly scrolling. And it was talking about the idea that this is the first generation, whether that be Gen Alpha or Gen Z, as a zillennial, I was lucky enough to remember life before the cell phone. But if you were born after 2006, you will have more memories of someone else's life than of your own.
So I've seen that same clip you're talking about. And I just had this conversation with my kids literally last night in our kitchen. I said, you guys are going to be the first generation that doesn't remember life without a cell phone.
Yeah.
And we'll have grown up with basically your earliest memories being of looking at screens. And the reason all these scientists and folks are freaking out right now is
because, and how did they take that?
I mean, they take it as what you'd expect any kid that's getting lectured by their dad.
Whatever, dad.
But I said, hey, the reason I actually want to see that now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dan Weinbaum right there. Not his normal smooth monotone. You know, they reacted how you would think they would react. But I said the reason I'm kind of concerned about this, and I think a lot of the social scientists out there that make this kind of the core of their research are upset, is because this is unprecedented. There's never been a time in human history where people were raised mainly on devices, looking at a screen that's, you know, a little rectangle right in front of their face more often than they're doing other things like talking to people, actually, and making eye contact.
But are your kids not, because this story goes on to say that they're spending more time in their phone They're dropping sports.
Mm-hmm.
They're dropping reading.
Yeah.
They're dropping music.
Yeah.
Are you finding that to be the case?
No. So my youngest daughter is a voracious reader. In fact, I never thought I would say this. I actually have to tell her, you got to put the books away.
Like actual books.
Actual books.
Good.
Yeah. And that's so I'm thankful for that. It's a good problem.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that is a good problem.
It becomes a problem when I'm like, hey, you got we got to take a shower every once in a while and do, you know, do basic things. She loves to read. And then my oldest, I think a lot of our connection between me and my oldest daughter is music. So we do a lot of sharing of music and talking about music and whatnot.
Like the Top Gun soundtrack?
The last one on the list. I don't have that one on vinyl yet. So, you know, but it's a constant struggle. And I tell them too, hey.
But that's a good struggle.
It's a good struggle. I'm talking about the struggle of like the power that the phone has over you. Because, and what I would tell them if I could go back to that conversation, because I just heard this, somebody put this in a podcast I was listening to today, actually, talking about this subject, was when you live through your phone, you no longer have choice. Someone is dictating your thoughts and what you pay attention to every day. The algorithm is figuring out what you're going to pay attention to today. It's not a freedom of choice thing, but it feels like you're making a choice.
You're being entertained instead of being curious and seeking things out, like walking through a library perhaps and like, oh, what is this book about? Instead, it's being put right in front of you and you're entertained. You think it's great, but
yeah. It's hours of your life disappear in a moment, and I'm guilty of it too. And that's what else I tell the kids. I say, hey, I'm not immune to this either. I have to forcibly tell myself to put this thing away.
So you put the phones in a separate room every night.
Which all the experts in this area say, do not sleep next to your phone.
Yep.
It is a universal, like there's no controversy about it. It's like, do not sleep next to your phone.
So I turn my phone on silent every
night. Doesn't matter. It does something. It does not matter. They say it does not matter. That phone being next to you creates this strange emotional connection where you feel almost like naked without it near you. You got to rip the Band-Aid off and get it out of your room.
Now, tonight, I'm gonna start sleeping with the phone downstairs.
Yeah.
Well, that's why when I get home, I put my phone down on the table next to the front door, and I just go about my time. That's why when you call me in the morning, 90% of the time, I don't answer it.
I know.
They say the same thing in social settings, too. At the dinner table, or you go out to eat with friends,
I will never take my phone in a restaurant.
Okay, good. Because they say even if you turn it upside down, the fact that that thing is right there out of the corner of your eye, even if you can't see the notifications that are coming, it is doing something to your brain.
Yeah, needle is right there, and you know you're going to be able to grab it when you're done with your meal.
So, for example, on Saturday, we went to I'd never been there before. We went to Red Door Grill and for lunch, and I will always leave my phone in the car.
Yeah.
I never take the phone in a restaurant. Ever.
But what if there's an emergency?
I was just thinking that.
Then there's an emergency.
That's right. Same mentality for bed.
What am I going to do about it?
Exactly.
913-586-7798.
Great man told you that once, didn't he?
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you, and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The text
There's no
line,
cowbell, no cowbell in this song.
I don't hear any cowbell at all.
Focus. The text line is insistent that one of you guys is going to have some extreme emergency in the middle of the night, and 911 is not going to answer the phone.
Well, if there's an emergency that I need, an outgoing emergency that I need to communicate, I will go one, you know, the 20 feet away where my phone is in the other room and grab it and make the phone call.
And they're also painting this image that back in the day when we had landlines, that there was a landline on every single nightstand.
Fair
there,
point.
There was not.
That's a
fair.
No, not in my
well,
room.
Well, no, there wasn't. I'm trying to think where my parents' we obviously had one in the kitchen, and then we had one in the basement.
Our landline was in the kitchen. It was 55 steps for me to get to my bedroom to the phone. And by the way, I could hear it every time it rang.
It's, well, it was... and T sleeps with her phone on the nightstand because that's the alarm that wakes her up every morning at 5:30. And me too. It does.
Oh, T, you should have seen the look on his face when he said that.
He sounded so happy.
Well, all right. Story here from popularscience.com. The 100 life decisions that people dread the most.
Oh, here we go. And it's going to lead to a population shortage. And
I was really hoping it was going to be.
It's marriage and having kids. Story.
By the way, we were playing Family Feud at 3:45. What did you just say?
By the way, getting married and have kids is on the list.
Getting married.
I said married, marriage and having kids.
Number 8 for getting married. Having children. Number 14.
Mm. And how large is this list? 20?
Well, we only have the top 25.
Okay, 25.
But it is 100. The 100 life decisions that people dread the most. Come on.
It's on you, Jesse. I already saw the list.
Oh, okay.
Jesse is dreading.
Where to go to college. Or what to major in college. Let's put it that way. That's not a dread decision.
Number 17.
Oh, guess it is. Okay.
Come on.
Come on.
All right.
I'll asking somebody out on a date? Asking someone to skate backwards with you?
Please save us from our misery.
Okay. Yeah. Sam, we're gonna start with
be
number
nice to the guest host.
All right, number 9, getting vaccinated.
Oh.
Number 8, getting married. Number 7, getting surgery. Number 6, buying a house. Number 5, becoming self-employed. Number 4, a car. Number 3, where to invest my money.
Mm, that's why you're going, come on.
Number 2, you're right, quitting a job. And number 1, accepting a job.
Number 2, I could definitely see. But all those top 10, maybe I just never felt anxiety about those things, but I don't.
Leading up to it, I mean, you know. You never felt concern about accepting a certain job?
Can you phrase the question again? Because those
100 life decisions that people dread the most.
Okay, dread is such a powerful word. That's why I couldn't find. I couldn't really find the inspiration. I could say decisions that create anxiety, maybe, but dread.
Well, I think that's such what a strong saying. Word.
Yeah,
dread. No need to focus on the semantics. From the text line, getting
dread
bangs.
Is like Nightmare on Elm Street. Like when I go to sleep, Freddy Krueger's gonna like slice me up.
From the text line, getting bangs.
Getting what?
Bangs.
Bangs. Women? Like okay.
Bangs. Or I guess men.
Don't all men have bangs?
In a sense. It's just not something that we discuss as men, whether or not we're going to cut off the front portion of our hair to sit on our brow or not.
I mean,
I guess we did in the 80s.
What?
Are you offended by my description of bangs?
No, I just, I don't think that men sit around thinking about whether or not they're going to get bangs. I think men are just born point. With bangs.
That was his point.
That's my exact point.
Okay.
Your hair looks great today, Scott.
Whether or not to get a new pet after losing a long-loved pet. Send them in, 913-586-7799.
I'll tell you this, and I'm being serious. That was a really tough choice.
Yeah.
When I lost Stella last year, it took me a year before I was ready to get another dog. That is a tough choice.
From the text line, whether or not to get divorced when things aren't going well.
You guys ever listen to the stand-up comedy? There's Louis C.K., and he does a bit on getting a new animal out. And he says, the kids are all so excited when you bring that dog home. And he says, congratulations, you just signed yourself up for one of the future worst days of your life.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. And you're right. You're right. But you're also setting yourself up for years of joy.
No doubt. But he's a stand-up comedian. It's got to make it a little
No, I get it. And when I got Lizzie, I said to T, I said, I have just, to borrow his line, I said, I've just signed myself up for another worst day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and Lizzie is 4.5 years old. So I only get like probably 5-6 years with her. But I also get 5 or 6 years of just pure happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she sleeps right next to me on the floor in the bedroom. And I wake up in the middle of the night and I'll look over and I'll just be like,
Mm-hmm.
That's my buddy.
Yeah.
That's my buddy.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Sam.
From the text line, Scott, you were probably dreading what you did this morning. What do I put in my will?
Oh.
Who gets what?
Did you feel dreadful doing that?
Leading up to it?
Or just awkward?
It was, the guy, his name was Scott. I did tell him, I said, this is the most morbid conversation I've ever had in my entire life. And because all you're talking about is death, your death.
Yeah.
And no, I said 20% to T, 40 to Sarah, 40 to Maya.
But did you wake up this morning and think to yourself, man, you know what? I can't wait to go and cut that pie.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Now, I do have a decision that I thought of talking about animals, and it seems obvious.
Okay.
The dread.
I'm going to have to pause you because we got to get to break. Can you save it till we get back?
Yeah.
Send them in, though. What do you dread? Daily life decisions that you dread. Not daily.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. This is not war.
What am I doing?
This would be Rufus and Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Oops. I'm more of a word up.
Is this... That's Cameo.
Cameo.
Get
them all mixed up.
Get out.
Get the hell out of here.
Did you hear Korn's cover of Word Up by Cameo?
No,
Korn did a great cover of that song. It's good.
I dread your attempt to save this conversation.
Anyway, you were going to say before we went to break?
Well, I realized what's the most... I was trying to rack in my brain and go, what is something that I experienced dreadful within recent memory? And it was a couple years ago. It was making the decision to bring my cat in to put him down.
Aww.
That was really hard. And I knew it had to happen, but I just dreaded that moment. And, you know, you bring him in and we sit with him for a while. And the docs give you, you know, hey, this is, you know, we're not going to rush here or anything.
Did you do it at the vet or did you do it at home?
At the vet. He basically, he had a seizure at home and he was already, we already knew he had cancer and it was aggressive and it was not going to be long and he could barely walk. And we brought him in and it happened in the middle of the night. He basically came into the room and I heard him. It was like that time where you kind of, you never really fully sleep. You kind of sleep with one eye open.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard him subconsciously through my sleep come into my room and I heard him flop down on the ground and I heard a weird noise and I turned on the lights and he was basically having a seizure. And it was that panicky feeling of like, oh no, oh no, oh no, this is it. And then he came out of it and then he tried to get up and walk and he was bumping into things and so I grabbed the girls. And this is kind of like a pretty heroic moment for my oldest daughter. She was 13 at the time and I was teaching her how to drive and it's 3 a.m.
And I 13?
Yes. That's why she's such a good driver now.
Okay. A little early, but
I was learning how to drive at an early age. We live out in the country too. And, so I held on to the cat and I gave her the keys and I said, kiddo, you got to get us to the vet and I'm going to hold Nugget here and you're going to drive us. And she drove us to the vet and we got in there and we went in and they did an exam and they said, hey, it looks like he's had a stroke or a seizure and we're pretty sure he's blind now. And like, it's just going to get worse. And so I sat in the room. Ainsley was with the cat in the other room and I'm sitting there and if you've ever had to do this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm hurt, you know, ripping a Band-Aid off for somebody who's had to experience this recently. It's the worst feeling in the world. But just like with estate planning and all that, it's this like business transaction almost. You're in another room and they start handing you forms and they're like, you know, it's a $100 fee and here's the other fee. And you're signing your name to all these forms that basically, and then they go run your credit card. And you're like, I'm basically, this is the transaction to kill my pet. And, and then you walk back in and we sit forever with him. And, you know, he's basically non-responsive. He's alive, but you just don't want to finally go get the vet and say like, okay, we're ready. Cause you're never really going to be ready. So you just have to, at some point just go, all right, we just got to do it. And that was probably the most panicky sucks, I can remember feeling, you know, as you're sitting there watching the nurse do their thing and you know, is this it? It's awful. And then as soon as it was all over, I mean, I was crying like a baby. And I'm like, hey, let's get out of here. And we snuck out the side entrance and went to Big Biscuit.
You didn't get a receipt?
Did not get a receipt.
Don't be a
thanks,
jerk.
Thanks, Sam.
That's how Dana's experience ended.
Yeah. So she had to put her dog Odie down.
Uh-huh.
And so she's at the vet. And God love Odie. He was a great dog. And I'm not laughing. When they put Odie down, the nurse came in and goes, would you like a receipt?
Oh, my God.
She was still in the room.
Danny goes, I would not like a receipt. Thank you.
Yes, I'll put it in the file next to...
right.
Next to euthanasia in the EE file.
From the text line, I dread a trip to the DMV.
Oh.
Okay. Everybody does. That's a good one.
What to do for the holidays after my father passed away?
Ooh. Okay.
Trying to balance deep ones versus not very deep ones.
Mm.
Making a phone call, which sounds like a joke, but it's probably more common than we would like to accept.
Is that the deep or not deep one?
That's the not deep one.
Okay, just
what do you mean making a phone call?
There are a lot of people on this planet, especially now with texting and fewer and fewer experiences of interpersonal communication where making a phone call is something they dread.
See, I would prefer to make a phone call than make a text.
I agree, but that's not consistent with society these
days.
Case
in point, when I showed up here, I sent you a text. I'm here. And then you called me on the phone and said, dude, where are you? Like, do you read your text?
Also sounds like a joke, but probably very, very common. What to make for dinner?
Huh. Oh, that's one of life's greatest joys for me. What to make for dinner?
Ending a relationship before or after a big time in their lives, holidays, birthdays. You know, you can't dump somebody on their birthday.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
Colonoscopy prep.
See,
do you want to receive for that?
So let me handle this one real quick. I want to be very clear. Colonoscopies are so ridiculously important.
Yeah.
And I had a conversation with my ex-wife, Shauna, the other day. She's never had one. And she's 54. And I said, Shauna, you've got to get a colonoscopy. You're 54 years old. And she's like, well, you know, just... And I go, it's the prep, not the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my first colonoscopy when I was 20.
Wow, that's young.
28 years old.
Do you have a family history?
I do.
Okay.
That makes sense. My grandfather died from colon cancer. And when I was 28 years old, I'm not going to get gross, but I was... There
experiencing some symptoms.
Correct.
There we go.
And so I called my doctor, Dr. Buss, and he recommended me to a gastrointestinal, whatever they're called, butt doctor. And
Ass man.
And so I went in and I got my colonoscopy, my first one. They found 4 polyps.
Okay.
On the when I was 28 years old. And so I remember coming to, and you know, you come off the propofol and whatever, and the doctor looked at me and he said, congratulations, you just signed yourself up for a lifelong of colonoscopies. And I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah, we found 4. And I was 28. But I cannot, for those of you who think, oh, it's an exit, not an entrance, whatever. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. This can literally kill you. And so I've had...
The disease, not the colonoscopy, just to be clear.
Yes. Colon cancer will kill you. The procedure will not. And so I think I've probably had, what, Sam, 6, 7?
Teen.
Okay.
Teen. Sam, you know a lot about him.
But it really is not that big of a deal.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever had one?
Just recently, a couple months ago, yeah. First time.
I mean, it will save your life. Just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a deal. The day before the prep is the hardest part.
Well, that's what they were talking about dreading, was the prep.
Yeah.
Don't leave that toilet.
This has been a public service announcement by Scott Parks.
Do not leave the toilet.
Another big one on the text line for things that people dread, going to the dentist.
Mm.
I fall asleep in the dentist chair.
Mm.
How?
I've had so much dental work done because I had to get crowns and all this at a young age because I basically tripped and fell and jacked up my teeth as a kid, as I had the adult teeth. Yeah.
I think we're doing Family Feud when we get back.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Are.
Let's
all do right. This. Look forward to it. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, let's get this going.
Let's do it.
Test some buzzers here real quick, Sam.
Let her rip, tater chip.
All right, here we go. Here's mine.
Ooh. A little hot.
Here's mine.
A little low.
One more time. Love it.
Ready to go.
You guys know how it works. Top five answers are on the board. Point values are always doubled. What are we doing? First to five, or are we just going all the way through?
Let's do first to five.
First to five. Top five answers. Name something that makes you itch. Scott by a hair.
Feather.
Poison ivy.
Jesse, you got the number three answer on the board. Top two were bug bite and chicken pox.
And Dan, I heard you laughing out there.
That was a feather, pretty dumb answer.
Feathers tickle. Oh, these feathers have got me itching.
Okay.
Are you allergic to them? Something you associate with a goldfish. Jesse.
Bull.
Number one answer on the board.
Well, this is going swimmingly.
Name something a parent might disapprove of. Jesse. Ooh,
drinking.
Really? Number one answer on the board.
Damn.
3-0.
I'm going to take a break. Let me know when Scott gets a few more on the board. I'll come back in.
Name something. Keep this one clean, boys. Name something that you beat. Scott was first. If he's able to answer the question.
Are we talking about this morning or?
Oh, yes, actually.
I'm going to pass.
Dan's in.
I'm going to pass.
I'm going to go with egg because I did beat
number
one this
two
morning.
Answer on the board.
Just going to let him have it.
Number one was rug.
What? How, more people are beating rugs than eggs?
That, I didn't make the list.
All right.
4-0. Yes. Got five answers. Name something that friends might swap. Jesse.
I was just thinking of another one. Shoes.
Number one answer on the board. That was very quick.
Shoes?
Yep.
Swap shoes?
Girls do this all the time. You have two daughters. How do you not know this?
Since we have 2 minutes left.
5-0.
5-0.
Complimentary round here.
Name something you
would put. Can we get back to what we beat?
What's that?
Yeah.
Can we get back to what we beat this morning?
Here, let me get my finger on the
opponent, real quick. Game, drums.
Okay.
Name something you would put on a salad. Scott.
Dressing.
Number one answer on the board. Jesse actually beat you on the buzzer, but that was a pity call.
Oh.
Name something you might freeze. Scott.
Ice.
Frozen heads.
Water.
The answer is water. You do not freeze ice.
5-2.
Name something you would associate with California.
Go ahead.
Avocados.
Scott.
Los Angeles.
Jesse.
Surfing.
Number three answer on the board.
I get a chance here.
Okay.
Beaches.
Number one answer on the board.
5-3.
Too bad I already won.
Name something a person might knit. Jesse.
A blanket.
Number one answer on the board.
Damn it.
Name something you buy by the roll.
Toilet paper.
Number one answer on the board.
That was too quick. That's the,
six
the
to
fix
four.
Is in.
6-4.
The fix is in. Was the mob involved in this?
Name something you shake before using.
Oh.
a shaving cream.
Juice.
Not on the list.
Juice.
Juice, also not in the top five.
Chocolate milk.
Move on.
Scott, okay. Top answer was salad dressing, then dice, then ketchup. Top five answers. Name something offered on airline flights.
Peanuts.
Snacks, number one answer on the board.
Boy, if I lost that one, I'd be embarrassing.
That would be horribly embarrassing.
Name something you would associate with Superman. Jesse.
X-ray vision.
Scott.
Cape.
Number one answer on the board.
What? X-ray vision's not even on the list?
Not in the top five.
He doesn't have X-ray vision.
Superpowers was number six.
Text line, please correct Scott on this.
Name something people complain about. Jesse.
Co-hosts.
I was going to say this show. The weather.
Not in the top five.
By the way, Dan, you won, by the way. Congratulations.
Traffic.
Dan, you coming in on the name something that you beat and telling me let it go, leave it alone.
I know you.
Was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
If you would have looked over your shoulder, you would have seen him pulling out his fake pistols through the newsroom. So I was up 4-0 and he was going.
When you came into the room and you're like, let it go, leave it alone.
He was calling me a sniper behind your back.
Very, very funny, Dan. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.